Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
J.R. McDuff wrote, "Cultivate a thankful spirit. It will be to thee a perpetual feast." Dear God, in spite of rain and wind damage, we are thankful that no one died in the fury that passed through Missouri last night. And we are grateful for our safe travel here this day. We ask that you continue to abide with us and guide our thoughts and actions this week as we deal with what is most important for us to accomplish. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Polk, a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I have very special guests here with me today. On my right, your left, I've got a Farm Bureau group from Crawford County. And as I'd read their names, they'd stand. John and Loretta Cowling from Cuba, Missouri. Ronald Young from Leesburg. Jim Freeman from Salem. Jim and Jan Crook from Owensville. And James and Dorothy Kepke from Cuba, Missouri. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome the guests, Phelps Crawford. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills for the last day. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you first?
State your inquiry.
Is today the last day or is tomorrow the last day?
Maybe tomorrow. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll inquire of the Secretary.
I just wanted to make sure. I thought I had one still hanging. I have a bill.
Send it forward. I stand correct. Read the bill of the senator from St. Francois.
Senate Bill 353, introduced by Senator Engler, an act relating to surplus highway patrol property.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, when we combine the Highway Patrol and State Patrol, we've given the Highway Patrol the provision on their surplus cars. What we're trying to do is give the same deal for the Water Patrol on their boats. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
President, I have two bills.
Two bills. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 354, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to controlled substances.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 355, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Senator from Lewis.
Then I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
There you go.
What's that?
That's right.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 356, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to grain sale and storage.
Yes, that bill.
Do you care to explain your bills?
Yes, that bill just deals with some issues that we had in the grain industry a couple years ago, trying to straighten that out.
Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 357, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the assessment of hydroelectric power generating property for tax purposes.
Sir, do you care to explain that bill?
That bill relates to a unique opportunity we have for job creation in Northeast Missouri.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian, for what reason?
Have a bill, Mr. President.
Send your bill forward.
Oh, that's funny.
Senate Bill 358.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 358, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to licensed professional counselors.
Do you care to explain the bill, Senator?
No explanation, Mr. President.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Mercer, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I have two bills.
Send them forward. Secretary, would you please read the first of the two bills?
Senate Bill 359, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to site development for energy generation facilities.
Can I explain the bill, Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 360, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to a county drinking water supply lake authority.
Senator, you care to explain that bill?
No, but I would just like to remind you that the Senator from the 10th and the Senator from Lawrence have been standing for a while. Thank you, Mr. President.
Your suggestion is noted. The Senator from the 10th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your legislative package forward. Secretary, read the first of the three bills.
Senate Bill 361, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the landlord-tenant law.
Care to explain the bill, Senator?
Mr. President, none of these bills need explanation. Thank you.
Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 362, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to domestic violence fatality review panels.
Secretary, read the third bill.
Senate Bill 363, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to crime.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill I'd like to present.
Send that bill forward, Senator. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 364, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to recreational systems of political subdivisions.
Would you care to explain the bill, Senator?
That's a bill that deals with recreational systems of political subdivisions.
Further introduction of bills. The Senator from Lawrence, for what reason?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send those two bills forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 365, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating trust to pay for funeral services, facilities, or merchandise.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill? Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 366, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the Missouri Cooperative Associations Act.
Do you care to explain that bill, Senator? Further introduction of bill. Senator from Franklin was on his feet next.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 367, introduced by Senators Nieves and Stouffer, an act relating to the health care compact.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No needed. Thank you.
Senator from Saline.
Bill.
send that bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 368, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the state land survey program.
Sir, do you care to explain that bill? He does not. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you. I have four bills, Mr. President.
Send your legislative package forward. Secretary, read the first of four bills.
Senate Bill 369, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to school enrollment.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
I do. This one and the next two deal with a Missouri Supreme Court decision that allows children who reside in an unaccredited district to go to a quality school and an accredited school in another district in the same or an adjoining county, with the tuition following them from the failed district. All three of these first bills deal with the possibilities that are available to those children to be able to get them to a quality school, so I submit them to you.
Thank you. Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 370, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to school enrollment.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
Explanation.
Secretary, read the third bill.
Senate Bill 371, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to lapsed school districts.
Care to explain that bill? Secretary, read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 372, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to teacher continuing contracts.
Senator, do you care to explain that fourth bill?
I do. This has to do with teacher quality, and what it will do will address teacher tenure reform and also pay for performance so that we can pay teachers that deserve a professional status by their performance. Thank you.
Further introduction bills. The senator from the 23rd was on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send that bill forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 373, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Polk.
Five bills.
Send those bills forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 374, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to county recorders.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation needed.
Secretary, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 375, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation needed.
Secretary, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 376, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to utilities.
Senator, do you care to explain that
bill? No explanation needed.
Secretary, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 377, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the extension of the sunset on the rolling stocks tax credit.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation needed.
Andy. One more bill. Secretary, would you please read from the Senator from Polk?
Senate Joint Resolution 22, introduced by Senator Parsons, an act relating to a member of the General Assembly removing himself or herself from the state for the purpose of avoiding any official duty or vote.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation.
Further introduction of bills. The Senator from Cole was next on his feet.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send those two bills forward. Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill 378, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to highway design build project contracts.
Care to explain that bill, Senator?
No explanation needed.
Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 379, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to products liability.
Care to explain that bill?
No explanation. Thank you.
Further introduction bills. The Senator from the 13th. Please send that bill forward, Senator.
Needs no explanation, Mr. President.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 380, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the transfer of certain fund balances to the General Revenue Fund.
No further explanation from the Senator from the 13th. Further introduction bills. The Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation at this time.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 381, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court costs.
Further introduction bills. The Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 382, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
No explanation needed. Thank you.
Further introduction of bills. The Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
I have no explanation necessary.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 383, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions for manufacturing.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, could I have unanimous consent for a very special introduction of a guest?
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. I'd like the Senate body to welcome to my left and to your right Staff Sergeant Matthew Todd of Holt Summit, Missouri. He returned a week ago from his second tour of duty in Iraq. He's with the Army Reserves Unit 308 out of Belton, Missouri. This was his second tour of duty in support of Iraqi freedom. Staff Sergeant Todd is a graduate of California High School and the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg with a major in criminal justice. He has earned numerous medals, including the Global War on Terrorism Service Award, two campaign stars for our Operation Iraqi Freedom, and two Army Commendation Awards, just to name a few. He's here today with his parents, Philip and Donna Todd. Please help me make Staff Sergeant Matthew Todd feel welcome in the Missouri State Senate.
Let's make the guest of the Senator from Cole feel welcome today. Thank you for coming today, and thank you for your service to our country. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection.
Senate bills for perfection. Senator from the 23rd.
But first, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, second reading of House bills.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
HCS, House Bill 14.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 14, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government.
Appropriations, House Bill 15.
House Bill 15, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government.
Appropriations.
Back to the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection.
Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 23. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
It shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 204, the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
It shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 180, the senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 180 be taken up for perfection.
Heard the motion from the senator from the 8th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 180 be declared perfected and order printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 8th. Do you care to explain the bill?
Senate Bill 180 designates the month of October as walk and bike to school month. The first Wednesday of October is walk and bike to school day. The month of May is Missouri's bicycles month. The third Friday, a bike to work day, and that week being bike to work week. Be glad to answer questions. If no questions, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Mercer, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield to the inquiry.
I do.
He does.
You're making kids walk to school in October?
We're allowing them to walk to school.
Why in October? It's cold in October. Snows sometimes in October.
You're absolutely right.
You don't
right.
Like my daughter. Would why
you
do you want to have to walk to,
change
walk
it
to school?
To another day, another month?
I don't know. What's wrong with September?
There's nothing wrong with September.
How about April?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I'll think about it. Senator, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the perfection motion from the senator from the 8th? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the 8th. The senator from the 8th renews his motion, perfection motion, that Senate Bill 108 be declared perfected and ordered printed. The 180. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Back on Senate Bills for Perfection calendar, Senate Bill 38, the senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 38 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 5th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, I now move the Senate Bill number 38 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Absolutely, Mr. President. It really is with great honor that I bring this forward because it has to do with the health of our families. It's prostate cancer awareness, and it's a prostate cancer pilot program that I'm offering to be set up in the Boot Hill and in the city of St. Louis. We will be targeting men who are un or underinsured up to the age of 50 or and as well as men between 35 and 60 if they indeed have a proclivity toward having this disease. The reason we're looking at the Boot Hill, of course, that's one of our poorest areas of the state, and there are three counties potentially that we can bring that out of, and that would be Duncan, Pemiscot, and New Madrid, depending on the amount of men who have already shown some type of issues with prostate cancer. As you know, Mr. President, prostate cancer and breast cancer have a very, very chilling effect on the economies and the stabilities of our families. This is a way to get early detection for our men and get them the treatment, the screening, and the follow-up that they may need. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 5th. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that perfection motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from the 5th renews her motion that Senate Bill 38 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Back on Senate bills for perfection calendar, Senate Bill 83, the senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 83 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Johnson. All those of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 83 be declared perfected and order printed. What this bill deals with is guaranteed asset
protection. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
I will. What this bill deals with is guaranteed asset protection. We have passed this the last 2 years in the body. The first year was vetoed by the governor for not having enough consumer protection. We added some more to that last year, and unfortunately something else was added to the bill, and so it was it was vetoed by the governor. What this basically does, it's a voluntary product that is already offered by our federally chartered banks, by our credit unions, but our state chartered banks are not allowed to do this. This is a voluntary program for customers to do to guarantee their assets that they buy, primarily if they buy an expensive car that might not be worth as much if it was damaged or it was on a long-term loan. It does have a lot of consumer protection. For example, there's a free look period. If in the first 15 days someone wants to turn in this program, they can get their money back. It also describes that it must be in at least a 10-point font size so that customers are not misled into buying this. It's a great voluntary program. Be glad to answer any more questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
You've heard the perfection motion from the senator from Johnson. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate Bill 83 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senate Bill 77, the senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 77 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 77 be declared perfected and ordered printed. This adds cultural signs, which are agricultural activities and attractions, scientific, educational, and religious sites to directional signs that are allowed to be put in within 660 feet of the highway. Be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline, the perfection motion. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire the senator from the second.
Senator from the second is not in the chamber. He shall be summoned.
Thank you.
Senator from Mercer.
I can wait until he comes in the chamber and inquire at a later time.
Okay.
Thank you.
The inner senator desire to be heard on the perfection motion from the senator from Saline. Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Bill 77 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senate Bill 133, the senator from the second. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you place that bill on the informal calendar?
The bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Going down the calendar for Senate bills for perfection, Senate Bill 166, the senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 166 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Lawrence. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Yeah. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 166 be perfected. This bill requires that title agencies licensed in Missouri shall have at least one physical place of business within the state and title agents licensed in Missouri shall either have a place of business within the state or be employed by a title insurer or agency licensed in the state of Missouri. We have certain standards and disclosures that must be made by those licensed to do this work in the state of Missouri. My understanding is we have a few who do not have a place of business in the state of Missouri that are not complying, and it's very difficult to enforce the provisions of their licensure if they have no physical place of business in the state. With that, I'd renew my motion.
Senator, you have a Senate committee substitute. Are you moving for the adoption of that substitute?
I think I just moved for the bill, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion. Senator, we need to deal with the committee substitute first.
I didn't recall that I had a committee substitute. Can we stand at ease for one moment?
Hearing no objection, the Senate shall stand at ease. Senate shall come back into order. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Do you care to explain the substitute, Senator?
That's basically what I just explained for the bill.
You've heard the adoption motion of the Senate committee substitute from the Senator from Lawrence. Does any senator desire to be heard on that adoption motion? The Senator from Buchanan, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Lawrence.
I yield.
Senator from Lawrence, he yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Just thinking about this bill, you said that there are some title insurers that you're going to be putting out of business, basically, in the state.
I absolutely did not say that, Senator. They need to get a place of business in the state of Missouri like every other title insurance agent would have to. It would be...
I always try to think of things in the terms of my own situation.
This does not affect malpractice insurance. It's title insurance.
No, but I mean, is it so wrong for somebody to do business in the state just because they don't have a place of business?
There apparently is some difficulty with enforcing the rules of licensure. There really isn't much stick, shall we say, that you have over those who are not having some physical presence in the state of Missouri. There's not really a way to get to them.
Well, if I were a physician and I lived in Kansas, but I had hospital privileges in the state, I would be allowed to do that, and I wouldn't have to have an office in the state. And it just seems to me that there might be somebody who might have an office outside the state, and you're putting a burden on them to build an office in the state, and you're removing competitors from the marketplace. And any time we remove competitors from the marketplace, that always gets my attention because that tends to raise costs.
Well, one of the things that is required of a title agent is they have to actually get in to land records and look at through recorder's records. Most of the land records in the state of Missouri do not go back the required 45 years on electronic databases. So we're trying to make sure that several things are happening, that we have title agents who actually are getting into these land records, doing the work that they need to do, physically going through the land records and making sure that the policies that they're issuing, the commitments that they're giving, really are vetted, and that the buyer or the lender or the owner, whichever is being insured, has a meaningful opinion to rely on and then a meaningful policy. There are also disclosures that are supposed to be made so that the person, typically what's first issued is a lender's policy rather than...
I know, but do they actually have to have an office in the state in order to achieve those goals? I got the sense that maybe somebody's ox is being gored by this bill, and I just was curious whose it is.
Well, I'm sure there's someone out there that doesn't like the bill or he wouldn't have to do it, but sometimes those folks are not doing what they need to be doing in the first place. With the new, as we're seeing more people offer lending online because of the over-regulation of regular lenders, we're also seeing some movement toward these online or at least remotely located title insurance policies or agents that aren't necessarily offering what we want our people to have.
I've asked enough questions. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion of the Senate committee substitute? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lawrence to adopt the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 166. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are back on Senate Bill 166. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I now move the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 166 be perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Lawrence. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lawrence renews his motion that Senate Bill 166 with Senate committee substitute be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Back on the perfection calendar, Senate Bill 101, our senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
I didn't. The senator from Polk, we are on the order of business of Senate bills for perfection, Senate Bill 101. Senator from Polk is not in the chamber and shall be summoned. Senator from Polk, we are on Senate Bill 101.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 101 be taken up for perfection.
We've heard the motion from the senator from Polk. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is now before the body. Senator from the 23rd, you are on your feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, could I inquire of the senator from Polk?
Senator from Polk, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, I appreciate that you are ready to go. As I did not make an announcement on this legislation, I was going to ask if you wouldn't mind that we, if you wouldn't have a problem laying this bill over on the informal calendar so that I might go to third reading.
That would be fine.
Thank you.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request that Senate Bill 101 be laid over on the informal calendar.
The bill shall be laid on the informal calendar. With the amendment pending before this body, the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 187, the senator from the Tri-County Mercer area.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 187 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Mercer. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is now before this body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 187 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Senate Bill 187 is the nuisance law language that we debated the other day and we perfected. We are now sending it to the House, and the House bill, my understanding, is on its way over. I know that when it gets here, the senator from Lawrence and I have talked about some stuff he wants to do in there, which we will do, and I'm sure that this discussion will continue. And so with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Mercer. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 11th, for what reason do you recommend?
May I inquire of the senator from Andrew or
the senator from
Nottoway
Andrew
or whatever it is?
Andrew, do you accept the inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
He does proceed.
Senator, not so much on the bill that we perfected the other day. You referred to the House bill headed over here. I assume there are probably some major differences between the two.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're close, but not where we want to be. And so I know the House bill's coming. I know the senator from Lawrence has some language he'd like to put in there, which we'll do. I don't think they have your amendment in there either. So there are a couple things like that we need to make sure we adjust as we go through the process with the House
bill. Okay, and it's still your intent then, to the extent possible, that you're going to maintain sort of the Senate position on what is your bill, sort of?
That's correct.
Okay. And then in that, in the actual underlying act, while we're doing away with people proverbially suing, position will be clear that while people might receive a final judgment, that is the final judgment, and in that process they'll be fully aware to where we're precluding them from suing from now on, but the pivotal change will be that since they can't, that this is their final judgment, and so if that if the entity that they sued continues that you feel the courts will be familiar that this is the final judgment, that they'll get, that there will be a recognition that this, while they're precluded from future suit, if they're left with one suit, that will deal with it in finality as far as
right. And it's also important to remember that this does not deal with any of the tort side. So this is just the property portion.
The nuisance side, right. The nuisance side of the thing.
And so the punitive and or the tort system is still available.
Still is totally retained.
That's correct.
And it's your intent to keep that also.
Yeah, I'm not changing anything in the House. Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 10th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Andrew?
Andrew.
Okay.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I just wanted to follow up because I had a question the senator from the 11th brought up, and I just wanted to make sure I understood now where we were going with this. So if someone sues the owner of a factory farm, and
in nuisance,
and they are successful, or if they lose,
right,
that's their one bite at the apple under nuisance law.
Well,
correct?
What it says is that they can receive up to 100% of the property value. So it's more about the dollar amount than it's only a one-time shot. So what it says is that you and I are neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I build a feeding operation. You sue me.
Okay.
And so what it says is that if a jury or court, however it's determined that you should receive 100% of your property value, you receive that. At that point, you're done. So it's more about that you have the right to receive 100% of your property value, but not have perpetual lawsuits above that, unless you go through the tort system. Like you say, listen, my health has been impacted. Well, if your health has been impacted, that's a tort claim, not a property, count, for lack of a better term, under the nuisance lawsuits.
And so the thought was up to 100% of the value of my property is that if it does stink and a nuisance has been created and a jury decides that it has, then I would be able to basically leave and buy a new property somewhere
right.
else.
Basically, the theory behind it is that you get completely compensated for your property and you still own the property.
Okay.
At that point, then you as the landowner would have to decide, do I want to sell it? Do I want to keep it? What do I want to do with it? But if you sell it, they don't get to come back. Whoever you sell it to doesn't get to come and sue.
Okay.
As well.
What if I don't get 100% of my property value awarded to me? What if I get 50%? Am I then able to sue again?
It is my belief that you will be able to come back at that point, yes.
Okay. So it's not a one bite at the apple. It's up to 100% of, but only if I'm the original property owner.
Correct.
If I sell it, the new person who comes in, they can't sue at all then. Would that be correct?
If you've already received 100% of your property
value. What if I've
value?
Only received 25%?
My belief is the way that it's structured, my belief is that I don't have that in front of me, Senator. I don't want to state incorrectly on that. That's a
okay.
good question.
I have some, you know what my concerns are. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And in full disclosure, again, this is far from over. We're going to be living back through this as we go through the with the House bill as well. So I don't want anyone to think this is a final bite at the apple, because it's not my belief.
And I understand. And, Senator, I think you understand that my concern is just for the individual who doesn't get fully compensated, yet they feel they can't live there anymore.
Sure.
And they don't, you know, have the resources to
yep.
leave. And so I just want to make sure that we're taking care of those small farm owners and those homeowners who have been in the area for, you know, 100 years
nope.
or more.
I agree with that completely. So
okay.
share
Thank
your
you,
thought.
Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Mercer. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion that Senate Bill 187 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
The senator from Mercer renews his motion that Senate Bill 187 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 187, an act relating to nuisance actions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
I vote yes.
Senator from Newton votes aye. Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye, 6 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. You've heard the motion from the senator from Mercer. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
The senator from Mercer moves that the vote by which the bill was passed be reconsidered. The senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move that motion lay on the table.
Hearing no objection, it shall be laid on. The vote occurs on the latter motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed the motion from the Senate 23rd. We are back to the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the secretary if there are messages from the House? And if there are, would you please have her read those messages?
There are messages from the House. Secretary would read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 3, a concurrent resolution relating to submission of a proposed federal balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from the 23rd, announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask members tomorrow's legislation, Senate Bill 101, Senate Bill 188, Senate Bill 243, and House Committee substitute for House Bill 163.
Further announcements. The Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to announce that your Committee on Banking has their exec session immediately upon adjournment in the Senate lounge. So we're going to go there right as soon as we can get a quorum. We'll take care of that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary will meet in the Senate lounge as soon as the Committee on Banking finishes their business.
Further announcements. Hearing none, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We stand adjourned under the rules.